After an 8-year hiatus, the Canadian-owned Cat Ferry is weighing the resumption of daily transits between Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, and Bar Harbor. Last month, Bar Harbor voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot question authorizing the purchase of the former Marine Atlantic Ferry Terminal from the state. Plans are underway for a multi-use marina to accommodate cruise ship passengers and serve as a transportation hub for buses. But as A.J. Higgins reports, at least one member of the Bar Harbor Town Council is urging the community to move cautiously.
The sound of the Cat's massive power plant is a distant memory for many Bar Harbor residents whose ferry service ended back in 2010. The company does transport passengers from Portland to Nova Scotia on a different route. But recently, Bar Harbor Town Manager Cornell Knight received a letter that suggests that the Prince Edward Island-based company might want to come back.
What we understand is they will have us a specific proposal by our council meeting, which is on July 17th.
At that meeting, members of the town council will weigh the details of Bay Ferry's proposal. The discussion follows the town's vote last month to purchase the old ferry terminal from the Maine Department of Transportation for $3.5 million. Knight says that's just the beginning of the investment needed to transform the aging terminal into a new multi-use transportation facility. Knight says the company is offering to pay for some of those improvements.
They would invest $3 million to get the property into shape in order to accomplish that for next June, I think is their tentative target date. And they would pay us a lease for the time.
The Yarmouth, Nova Scotia to Bar Harbor run has a long history stretching back to the mid-1950s when the Blue Nose Ferry was a popular site on Frenchman Bay. Ferry operations have changed hands over the years, and Bay Ferries took over the run in 1997. But service was halted about a dozen years later when the company was unable to reach agreement for government subsidies to maintain operations. That financial dispute has since been resolved, but some in Bar Harbor worry that Bay Ferries could encounter resistance from the provincial government for funding in the future. Bay Ferries CEO Mark McDonald says his company is no longer dependent on subsidies for its Bar Harbor transit.
We went as an operation for a period of about 10 years from 1997 through the year 2006, so 10 operating seasons inclusive. Where we operated exclusively to Bar Harbor out of Yarmouth. And in that time frame, we operated with no government subsidy of any kind.
McDonald said the company wants to reestablish transit to Bar Harbor to take advantage of the 3.5 million visitors who flock to Mount Desert Island each year. But some Bar Harbor residents are less concerned about resumption of ferry service and more concerned about redevelopment of the former terminal. Joe Mignotolo is a downtown business owner and a member of the Bar Harbor Town Council.
The voters of this town voted for a multi-use marina first and foremost.
Some residents have expressed fears that the cruise ship line may wind up wielding too much influence and control over the terminal's development. Their fears stem from the town's decision to hire a consulting firm for the planning process that has close ties to the cruise ship industry. Mignotolo says he will not support anything less than a carefully measured review of the overall proposal.
Let's see this proposal, let's take some time and digest it. I don't think we have to run into any, straight on into this thing. I think we need to take our time, make a really informed decision. And it is, let's face the music, it is just our first proposal. We haven't even accepted, the deed on this property yet. So let's see what's in the pipeline.
At the end of Frenchman Bay in Hancock, Renata Moise has been listening to the discussions around Bar Harbor's ferry terminal development for the last 5 years. A member of the group Friends of Frenchman Bay, she's concerned that the property will be transformed into a major docking facility for cruise ships. It's a vision that critics say would detract from the natural beauty and ecology of the region. Moise worries about the potential scale of the new facility and whether Bay Ferries can make the financial commitment needed to make its proposal work.
In my opinion, Bay Ferries is what I would call a Trojan ferry because I believe that the cost to provide whatever they need there is going to be far above the $3 million that they are offering.
Several merchants along Main Street declined to comment on the project, saying the town's recent vote should speak for itself. Others said the Cat's passengers are different than cruise ship tourists because the Cat carries motor vehicles that allow passengers to get around to explore the island. And that's just fine with Kelly Corson, who manages the Travelin' Lobster about 5 miles away in the village of Town Hill. She rarely benefits from the cruise ship tourists, and she sees those cat passengers as potential customers for her lobster dinners.
Yeah, I mean, we're located about 15 minutes out of Bar Harbor, so to have any sort of, you know, more day visitors heading this way out of town, I mean, we welcome it.
Members of the Bar Harbor Town Council will receive their presentation from Bay Ferries in a little less than 2 weeks, but Town Manager Cornell Knight does not expect any decisions to be made right away. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.